World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
You know, to be honest with you, weekends about kill me because I accumulate information all week, and I do spend some time with my wife and my grandchildren, but you know, it's become my life, the accumulation of information. And man, oh man, what's that saying? Lies, deception, and fear. Oh my. Lies, deception, and fear. Oh my. And you would have to be a fool to not realize that much of what's going on in America is fear-based, fear-driven. They have to keep us afraid. Remember this. Scripture says that God has not given us a spirit of fear. Stop a minute. A spirit? Fear is a spirit? God has not given us a spirit of fear. Spencer, see if you can find that real quick. Just popped into my head. By the way, while you're out there, pray for Denny Bryan, our dear brother out in Iowa. And Denny has notified us this weekend he's going into hospice. And, you know, at what point do you accept death? At what point do you say, well, I give up, right? Well, we're going to continue to believe for Denny's healing. And for those of you who know Denny, know of Denny, what a great guy he is, and just continue to pray for him. He said they told him he had doctors tell him, Paul, you're frozen on my screen. I don't know why. Doctors tell him that. Doctors tell you this. Doctors tell him. Lies, deception, and fear. Oh, my. Lies, deception, and fear. Oh, my. Can I tell you what happened to me this weekend real quickly? I haven't been able to hardly, you know, you guys know that I've been dealing with gout or whatever the heck they call it for a while, and haven't been able to exercise the way I want to. And my son-in-law's got me out golfing this weekend for the first, weather was nice, first time, I don't know how long. And do you have any idea how much it hurts my hips to swing a golf club? Man, do you know what? I play golf and my hips are better. Gout is uric acid, right? Uric acid buildup is really what it is. And I can go play golf today. I might be able to jog 100 feet today. It's unbelievable. And, you know, you go to a doctor, they try to tell you what to do with gout. They don't know what to do. Lies, deception, and fear. Oh, my. Pray for Denny Bryan. Pray for Denny. Okay? Now, look. Here's kind of where I am here on Monday morning. I can go to 1,000 different things. I want to ask you this very simple question. How do you know what they tell you is the truth? Hey, stop a minute. In all areas, how do you know if you're being told the truth? People say, Coach, you need to go to the doctor. I say, I ain't going to the doctor. Nope. They're going to prescribe this and they're going to prescribe that. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm feeling better because every day, I take ivermectin. Every day. Hey, Spencer, pull up number 4, ivermectin facts. It's a standalone email. Ivermectin. It was only during COVID that ivermectin became poison. Yes, Spence, can you throw it up on my screen so I can read it? Or I can get it over here maybe. Hang on, let me see where it was. Because I can't, for some reason, that one's not on my home screen, Spence. I don't have a home. Oh, maybe I need to go up here and do it. How do I get to my home? Huh? There you go. There we go. Huh? Hidden ivermectin facts. Are you ready, folks? Ivermectin. I take it every day. It prevents the damage caused by drugs created using mRNA technology, blocks the entry of spike protein into your cells. Hey, folks, these were words we didn't hear about before COVID, right? Spike proteins, what? mRNA technology. The person was vaccinated. They can treat themselves for damage already done by using ivermectin. Two, it only has beneficial effects, no harmful effects in the treatment of the C virus. In fact, even before entering the cell, it has already destroyed the virus in the blood. Do you believe that? Do you believe this, folks? Doctors aren't prescribing this to us. It has a very powerful anti-inflammatory action against and has a powerful impact on traumatic and orthopedic injuries. It strengthens muscles and has no side effects like corticosteroids. It treats autoimmune ailments such as rheumatoid arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis, fibromyalgia, psoriasis, Crohn's disease, and arrhythmic rhinitis. What? It improves the immune levels in cancer patients and treats herpes simplex and herpes zoster, plus reduces the frequency of sinusitis and diverticulitis. What? I thought it was horse paste. I thought it was horse paste, Paul. What? It protects the heart in cardiac overload. In an embolism, for example, it prevents cardiac hypoxia because it stimulates the production of basic energy so that the tissue is not destroyed and thus improves cardiac function. Am I doing okay, Paul? Am I doing okay? Give me a thumbs up. I'm doing okay. It is anti-parasitic. Parasites. Anti-neoplastic, which is anti-cancer. Allegedly, it suppresses the proliferation and metastasis of cancer cells. It prevents healthy cells, preserving healthy cells and improving the effectiveness of chemotherapy treatment. Huh? Ivermectin can kill cancer cells, resistance to chemotherapy, defeating the resistance to multiple chemotherapeutics that tumors develop. And combined with chemotherapy and or anti-cancer agents, it provides an increase in the effectiveness of these treatments. It is antimicrobial, bacterial and virus, and increases immunity. It reaches the central nervous system and regenerates the nerves. It helps to regulate glucose, insulin metabolism, cholesterol levels, and reduces liver fat and steatosis. I don't even know what the hell steatosis is, but it works against it. It can be used as a prophylactic agent and has been associated with a significant reduction in infection, hospitalization, and mortality rates due to COVID-19. What do you got to say about that, Paul? Is that a bunch of BS, Paul? What do you think? Lies, I can't hear you, Paul. You're still muted, Paul. Lies, deception, and fear. Oh, my. You're muted.
Coach, I'm driving, so I'll tell you. It's the very definition of for a lot of things, Coach. And I've seen it work. And, you know, when COVID hit, I mean, I was handed that out like candy. And I had no problems with it because I knew it was safe. I used it in the military. I used it for all kinds of things. And to me, it just
you're freezing up, Paul. That was the amen I was looking for. That was the folks. I've been taking ivermectin. My wife and I, Michelle, not as much. I've been taking ivermectin every day on different parts of my body where it can be absorbed. Sometimes I eat it. Sometimes I rub it on my feet. Sometimes I rub it under my arms to get it into the system, to get it in, folks. Lies, deception, and fear. Oh, my. Lies, deception, and fear. Let's just stop right here a second and just think about in your life and in my life. I'm sorry, I got a frog today. How do you know who to believe? Bible says that I believe it, that settles it. So people will accuse me of being anti-biblical. No, I'm not. I'm asking why this scripture says this and this scripture says this. And when do I know when to use this scripture? And when do I know to use this scripture? Anybody with me out there? And it all comes back to the same thing. Who's telling you that? Who told you that and why should you believe in the theme at Coach Dave Live? Who told you that and why do you believe it? Who would have ever thought? Who would have ever thought that the hip stiffness? I didn't want to go golfing because I knew it was going to hurt every time I swung the kick. And gout is like uric acid. Jared, pull that up. Spencer, pull that up real quick. I'm sorry if I'm boring you because this is going to help somebody out there. Uric acid. U-R-I-C. Uric acid. And you get uric acid because sometimes, Paul, you can correct me if you need to here, sometimes your kidneys don't function properly and they don't clear out all the mess that it's supposed to clear out. And because it doesn't clear out, it forms little crystals. Imagine little pebbles of salt in your joints. And so you try to move and it hurts. Why? Because you got those sharp little uric acid crystals inside of it, right? And it comes back to proper kidney functioning, right? So most of you know I've been going to a naturopath. It's put me on a bunch of minerals and all that kind of stuff. Bone spurs. It feels like bone spurs, Bree. And it was debilitating. And my two son-in-laws asked me to go golf, and I thought, well, I'll go. Oh, my God, I can't hit a freaking golf ball. I got to I can't turn my hips. I can't do that. After about six swings, I was a new man. It's like those crystals were broken up, released, whatever. I don't know. So much of what they tell us is not true. Folks, I'm not talking just about medicine, because medicine certainly does good things. Certainly does. But how do you take the money aspect out of medicine? How do you do that? Pharmaceutical companies, no, take this. How do you do that? And then you run into people all the time and you tell them you're taking natural stuff and they look at you like you're cross-eyed. What? Yeah. I'm taking natural stuff. What? Yeah, vitamins and minerals. Yeah. And I'm getting better because of it. Oh, you mean you didn't go to the doctor and get, what the heck was that stuff I used to take? That poison that wanted to kill me? No, they just prescribe that stuff, right? So I know some of you want to get in there. Hang on a minute. Get my computer working here today. Hang on, Jack and Paul. 45, pull up number one. 45 top Bible verses about deception. Deception. Lies, deceptions, and fear. Hey, who told you that? And why do you believe them? False Christs and false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, the very elect. The devil is so good, he can deceive believers. And many false prophets will arise and mislead many. These are the ones who cause divisions, worldly-minded, devoid of the Spirit. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. Let no one deceive you by any means, for the day will come. The day will not come unless a falling away comes first. The man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. By smooth words, he will turn to godlessness those who act wickedly toward the covenant. For such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not receive him into your house. Do not greet him. And you will know the truth. And I'm just quoting the Bible. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Does that mean you shall know the lie, and the lie will keep you in bondage? Could I say that? You shall know a lie, and the lie will keep you in bondage? That would be the reverse of that, wouldn't it? Sanctify them by your truth, because your word is truth. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth through Jesus. There is no truth apart from Jesus Christ, folks. There's no truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. Jesus is the only way. The only way. For false messiahs and false prophets will appear, perform great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. They are from the world, therefore they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. That's medicine. They're from the world. Therefore they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. They got a DR in front of their name, or REV in front of their name. And in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. This is New Testament. The coming of the lawless one is by the activity of Satan with all power and false signs and wonders. Therefore, stay awake, For you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. Be on guard so that your hearts will not be weighted down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of life. Stop worrying. Watch. Stand fast in the faith. Be brave. Be strong. But as for you, be on guard. Do not be deceived. It's everywhere we look. Trump good, Trump bad. War good, war bad. Jews good, Jews bad. What is it? It's all deception. All deception. So what's the role of the Holy Spirit? Scroll down, Spence. This is good. Right there. What's the role of the Holy Spirit? With the help of the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. Really? You mean the colleges aren't going to teach me? Med schools? When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you to all truth. I take ivermectin every day. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. You're a spirit person. You're a spirit being. You're not a flesh man. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, those are the sons of God. Hey. Not Jews. Sorry. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally without reproach, and it will be given unto him. For wisdom will come into your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. The wise will inherit honor, but fools display dishonor. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, and they will heap up for themselves the prosperity gospel. Pull it up there. Hang on a minute. Pull it up there. Where is it? Paula White, number 8. Huh? Want to know why Donald Trump's off on La La Land? Really? You want to know? Go ahead and play this. Hang on. Look at all the preachers around. All the preachers. Paula White's going to do her thing. Huh? Just deception. Lies, deception, and fear is all it is. Go ahead.
This is not truly Christian. You see the spiritual advisor right here? Let me show you a little bit. Before you say, oh, how are you to say that? By their fruits, you will know them. Here's a spiritual advisor.
I want $100,000 to come in. I want $100,000. There are people, there are 10 people that could give $10,000. There's 100 people that could give $1,000. Get a check, make it payable to Paula White Ministry. There are people that are watching right now. If you say, I don't have it, give $100. Bring up a sacrificial seed. This is for me. This is about kids that will die without you being obedient. There's only 3 envelopes. I'm not moving. I'm not going to lay hands on people.
That was who was in the White House, the spiritual advisor. She is lusting over the fact that she's getting this money. There is nothing in this world that pees me off more than deceptive Christians that use people for money. Here's her again. I'm not going to say exactly that for sure. This is not tongues, because I have a finite brain, but I'll let you listen.
For angels have even dispatched from Africa right now.
Come on, this is simple stuff. But yeah, go ahead, shoot the messenger.
Hey, who am I to judge, right? Who am I to judge? Paula White's got a worldwide ministry. She's really, really important. Can you imagine? Hey, Betty, send me $100,000. Hey, Paul, send me $100,000. Jeff Klein, send me $100,000. If you can't do that, Jeff, send me 10. I need 20 of you to send me 20,000. Really? 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 And see, the carnal has crept in. We worship and serve the creature rather than the creature. What the Bible tells us in Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians. Pull that up. I'm going to ride this horse for a minute. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, I think it is. Huh? Hey, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together in him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you. Evidently, we can be deceived. Evidently. For the day shall not come except there come a falling away first. And the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Who does what? He who opposes the son of perdition opposes and exalts himself above God and all that is God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Did you ever notice I didn't name this Dave Dobenmeyer Ministries? Did you ever notice that? It's past the Salt Ministries. Remember not that when I was with you, I told these things? And know you not, keep going, Spence. And now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity is already at work, folks. It's already at work. Only who? The Holy Spirit who now prevents it going to be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness. And then that perish because they loved not the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, they didn't love the truth. God sends them strong delusion. Because they didn't love the truth, God sends them strong, not the devil. God sends strong delusion that they believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, that had pleasure in unrighteousness. That's a pretty big boom, isn't it? That's a big boom right there, boys and girls. And so we're seeing lies, deception, and fear. It's what's going on. Trump good, Trump bad, I don't know. Israel good, Israel, I don't know. Bombing good, bombing not good, I don't know. Candace good, Candace bad, I don't know. Tucker good, Tucker bad. The deception is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And to be honest with you, I don't always know. I don't always know who or what to believe. But we have to also understand that this, for most of us, look, I'm not trying to step on anybody's toes, okay? Come on. For many of us, we're deceived or not deceived by end times, prognostications. In end times theology, listen, has paralyzed us. Because if you really believed that Jesus is coming in 2 weeks, would you quit work? Would you empty your bank account? Would you sell everything you had? Wouldn't you quit your job and be out on the street constantly telling people that the end is near? If you really believe what you said you believed. Because if you believe Jesus is coming and people are going to be raptured out of here, and you don't go tell people, what's that say about you? Me. What's that say about me? Oh, coach, rapture's coming. I know. Quit your damn job and go out and tell everybody, will you? Oh, well, I'm not going to do that. I got bills to pay. See, our actions don't line up with our theology. They don't line up with our theology. Tomorrow's promise to no man. All of us, any of us, every bit of us could die tomorrow. Or, Christian, whatever you call these out there. What if peace comes to the Middle East? Hey, is your pastor praying for peace in the Middle East? Or is he talking about it's the end? Oh, we're right there. It's there, man. We're at the end. Does every Christian believe we're at the end? Does every denomination, does everyone believe? No, Paula White does. Yeah, Paula White does. I can write off a lot of them. Believe in the rapture, don't believe in the rapture. End times, what? Lies, deception, and fear, oh my. It's everywhere you look. Everywhere. You can't even go to two different doctors and get the same prescription. Paul, give me a thumbs up. Would that be true? You go, hey, Paul, could I come to see you and then go see another doctor and both give me different solutions? He's nodding. Yes. Yeah. Why? Lies, deception, and fear. And at the heart of all of it is money. I got so much more to give you, but come on in, Adam.
Hey, good morning, Coach. When I hear people say to me, the end is near, the end is near, the first thought that comes into my head, and I think I'm going to start saying it to people, is there is no end for Christians. We live for eternity in the here and in the later. So it doesn't matter. There's no such thing as the end if you're truly saved.
Amen. It's a Ecclesiastes 2, the day of your death is more in the eyes of the Lord. The day of your death more glorious than the day of your birth. Hey, Ecclesiastes 7. Spencer, pull it up for me. They don't believe me. They don't believe me. Genesis 7. No. Yes, it is, isn't it? Keep going. No, Genesis 6. I'm sorry. The day of your death is better than most eyes. Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 7. I'm sorry. Ecclesiastes 7. A good name is better than precious ointment. And the day of the death, better than the day of one's birth. Bible says that I believe it. That settles it. Oh, I got so much stuff up here. Hang on, George. I see you. Hang on there. Hang on there. Play JP, number 9. I love this guy. How long is this, Spence? 602. Put it on 1.5 speed. Because to me, this is the average Christian. We don't know. Go ahead.
Just what the hell? This war with Iran is confusing me.
Bro, the war is over. It's done.
Nope. Israel just pulled us back into it. Never mind.
Yeah, what's
Freeze
going
it.
On? We're getting
Freeze
all
it.
These conflicting...
Freeze it. Put it at regular speed. Start it again. Because, folks... This is the deception that we see every day. Go ahead.
Gosh, what the hell? This war with Iran is confusing me.
Bro, the war is over. It's done.
Nope. Israel just pulled us back into it. Never mind.
Yeah, what's going on? We're getting all these conflicting messages. I can't even track what's happening.
Dude. I've listened to everything. It's pretty straightforward.
Explain it to me. And start with, why did we get into this war in the first place?
So, in late March, us and Israel, so mostly us, started attacking Iran to eliminate their nuclear capabilities.
Wait, what was that Operation Midnight Hammer thing about last June?
That was strikes to eliminate Iran's nuclear capabilities. And that was a great success after it, Trump declared, Iran's nuclear capabilities are 100% gone.
Okay, and then we start an all-out war in March to do the same thing we already did? Like, that already doesn't make any sense.
Well, not so fast. Well, yes, but the strikes in March killed Iran's supreme leader.
We knew that if you kill their leader, then you win the war. So, total victory, case closed.
All right, then what happened?
Well, Iran started retaliating for some reason.
Maybe because their leader was killed?
Maybe. So the war didn't end again like we thought it would.
Like, of course they would retaliate.
Yeah, nobody saw it coming. But then, and get this, Iran escalated things by closing the Strait of Hormuz. That was a big deal.
Then everybody around the world started freaking out about oil prices.
Yeah. So at this point, we're just really in the war. Can't stop even if we wanted to.
It's awful.
But here's the good news. On March 15th, Trump announced, we have won. It's a total victory.
Well, that's good. And then what happened?
The war continued.
Oh, but he said total victory.
It's more about the journey than the destination.
It sounds misleading.
But don't worry, because at that time, Iran was negotiating with us on a ceasefire.
What came of that?
Israel killed Iran's negotiators. So negotiations failed. Somehow, and fighting continued.
Why would Israel do that?
But as the war went on, by late March, Iran's military was so weakened that Trump said, and I quote, they have nothing left. We've knocked out their missiles. At this point, they're basically shooting at our great pilots with BB guns. No match for our beautiful brand new F-35s and F-15s.
Well, that's good news. Then what?
Iran shot down two of our aircrafts. Ironically, an F-35 and an F-15.
Did they use BB guns?
No,
shoulder fire missiles.
But Trump said they...
Luckily, we rescued all the pilots, though.
But if Israel didn't kill the negotiators...
Well, I'll tell you who's been a good negotiator in this. Trump.
art of the deal kind of aura he's got.
How so?
Well, in early April, Trump said that if Iran doesn't reopen the Strait of Hormuz, he's going to knock them back to the Stone Age.
What Iran do?
Yeah, get this. They did not reopen the Strait of Hormuz.
Great.
But then Trump turned up the negotiating heat on Iran, trying to get them to agree to a ceasefire deal when he said, "A whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again." Game, set, match right there.
God, that's genocide.
Nope. He was just saying it.
Oh, that's the threat of genocide.
Well, it's a negotiation tactic commonly used. I've used it. One time I was at a car dealership. They weren't coming down on the price. And I said, if you don't give me $5,000 off this car, I am killing everyone in this dealership.
Did you get the car?
No, I got arrested.
So it didn't work.
It worked for Trump because he got a ceasefire deal out of it. And Iran reopened the Strait of Hormuz. We won.
Well, great. So the fighting's over?
No. Israel immediately broke the ceasefire deal and pulled us back into the war.
What the f*** is wrong with Israel?
So the fighting resumed immediately.
What the f*** is wrong with us for being allies with Israel?
Yeah, our greatest ally. And Iran reclosed the Strait of Hormuz.
How will this war ever end?
Well, basically, when we can get Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, the war is over. It's complete and total victory.
Was the Strait of Hormuz open before the war started?
Yes.
And the reason they closed it was because the war started?
Yeah.
And the reason we're still in this war is because we need to get the Strait of Hormuz opened.
Yeah.
Well, what the fuck?
Yeah, you get it now. I'm glad I could help clarify. Well, if you'll excuse me, I gotta go pay my taxes to help fund Israel. Life is good.
Are we just supposed to be this dumb?
How many?
Yeah.
That is so true, isn't it? Hey, lies, deception, and fear. Satan is the author of confusion. And the sooner we understand this, folks, we don't know who the good guys are and the bad guys are. We don't really know. We don't know. Because why? We have ignored, forgotten the spiritual realm. We don't believe in the spiritual realm anymore. Hang on a minute. I go, I see you there, George. Hang on. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? That's not what I want. No, that's not it. No, that's not it. No. Hell, man, I won't go in. I won't find it. I won't find it. Okay, George. Come on in. Lies, deception, and fear. Oh, my. Lies, deception, and fear. Hey, can I tell you something? I think I'm going to die before the rapture. That's what I think. Anybody with me? Anybody with me? And most of the American church, I'm sorry, same theme every week, every day, I get it. Most American church sitting around waiting to be evacuated. Go ahead, George.
Fake news. Donald Trump is always hammering the left about fake news. Well, Houston, we have a problem. The biggest fake news that I was ever told was the other night when Donald Trump was on the phone with a new Neil Armstrong. The biggest fake news is
we lost George. We lost George. No, he's there, but I don't hear you, George. I don't hear you, George. Folks, no matter where we're going here, I'm not going to get into it. I'm sorry. Yes, I am. You really think we flew by the moon? You really think that? When was the last time you heard anything about a moon launch? Anything about going to? Do you remember back in back when they used to go to the moon and we knew it and they had watch parties and all that thing and it was on TV 24 hours and 24/7 and all of a sudden out of nowhere. We're going to the moon again. We're going to the moon again. What? Yeah, we're going to go to the moon. Well, we're not really going to go to it. We're just going to go up and circle it. Why are we going to go up and circle it? Well, because we need a distraction from the Epstein files, and we need a distraction from some of this other stuff going on. And hey, watch out. It's shiny. Look over here. Hey, I don't know. Do you think we went to the moon? You think I'm a conspiracy theorist? Because I don't think we went to the moon. I don't think we went to the moon. Or I don't think we did. I'm sorry. I don't think we did. By the way, I think chemtrails are real and going to the moon is fake. That's what I would say. Why? Because it's lies, deception, and fear. Now, if you go tell all of your friends that Coach Dave said we didn't go to the moon, they're going to think I'm a nut. But I'll just explain to you why I believe that. Why do you believe? Hey, friends, we have a whole generation of kids, people who don't understand the moon launch back in 1968. Is that what it was? Our generation grew up with it. We grew up with the moon launch. And a whole two generations, almost really, two generations. And all of a sudden, we're going to the moon. I'm something right. Kevin, come on in. You don't have to agree with me. I don't care. They wouldn't lie to us about that, would they? They would never. NASA would never lie. Go ahead, Kevin.
NASA is nothing but the sons of their father, the master of lies.
That's right.
The same pictures that we saw in 1970 are the same pictures we're seeing now, and they want us to buy this shit.
Hey, Kevin,
Kevin, hang on.
We have a whole generation of people who don't know anything about going to the moon, and we're going to go to the moon, and they don't make a big fanfare about it and do all this out there, NASA, all this buildup, all this, and people sitting around their TVs watching them. No, they just kind of go up and back.
Go ahead, Kevin. And we can't hardly figure out who the good guy and the bad guy is, but I can say this, and I'm not afraid to say this, and call me a anti-Semite if you want to, but it don't mean shit to me. Israel is a bad guy. Israel is a bad guy. We probably are bad guys for doing what we've done.
No, you're anti-Semitic, Kevin.
I'm not.
By the way, Semitic, remember.
Because the real bloodline Jews are not. They know that the state of Israel is not even supposed to exist at this point.
Kevin, you've missed it. Semitic is a language. It's not a country or a people. It's a language. So if you're anti-Semitic, you hate all those people who speak Semitic language. Spencer, pull it up. Semitic languages. Pull it up. Semitic languages. Bear with me a second here. Call me an anti-Semitic. Semitic languages. What are the Semitic languages? Well, it's a branch of Semitic languages are a branch of Afro-Asiatic languages with over 380 million native speakers, primarily in West Asia. So if I hate West Asia, I'm anti-Semitic. North Africa, if I hate North Africa, I'm anti-Semitic. Major languages include Arabic, Amharic, Hebrew, Tigrinya. They are characterized by a unique trans-constant root system. It's a language! It's a language! Branches. Divided into central, southern, eastern branches. Central folks, Semitic languages include Arabic, Hebrew, Aramaic, the language of Jesus, includes Amharic, Tigrinya, I didn't even know these, and modern southern Arabian languages. In the eastern, it's extinct, of which Akkadian is the primary example. Is there another one language? I don't know. Well, I make people nervous. Lies, deception, and fear. Oh, my. Jesus warned us of lies. He warned us, be not deceived, be not deceived, be not deceived, be not deceived, be not deceived. Who told you that, and why do you believe him? I'll shut up for a minute. This stuff just so gets me going. It so gets me going. They told you ivermectin would kill you, and ivermectin can save you. They told you, hey, Paul, am I making this up? Maybe ivermectin would cure cancer? Maybe there's a chance maybe that it would cure cancer? Well, what? If they lie to you about that, they're going to lie to you about going to the moon? What do they care? Why? Because, folks, the kings of this earth have set themselves and the rulers take counsel together. Vinny.
Well, it's been ruled that cancer is parasites. So ivermectin kills parasites. It kills cancer.
Cancer is parasitic, is a parasite. I don't know. Seems clear to me that if you go and get a biopsy, they open up a sack of cancer cells, then it then can spread. Seems to me. I mean, I could be wrong. I don't know. What the hell do I know? I'm just a helmet head, just a football coach. Boom. Phew. Let me take a deep breath. Somebody come on in. Somebody come on. I got some more good stuff here if you want me to bring it up here. I got one for you. Go ahead, Joe Allen. Hey, while he's doing that, Spencer, get this one ready for me. Hang on. Where is it? I've got so much stuff. Okay, Spencer, pull up for me. Get ready for it. Number two. Go ahead, Joe Allen.
Also, if you take ivermectin weekly, it cleans out your colon.
Your colon?
Yep.
Wow. Hey, no. It'll kill you. Don't take that. Don't take that. Don't you dare take that ivermectin. Don't you dare. You ready for some? Hey, George, you ready for this one? Some lies, deception, and fear. Oh, my. Admiral Byrd. Remember him? American naval officer, Admiral Byrd, on the record, talking about the North Pole. Are you ready? Go ahead.
Is there any unexplored land left on this earth that might appeal to adventurous young Americans?
Yes, there is. And not up around the North Pole, because it's getting crowded up there now, because they find out it's really usable, not only to live in, but militarily. But strangely enough, there's left in the world today an area as big as the United States that's never been seen by a human being. And that's beyond the pole on the other side of the South Pole from Middle America. And I think it's quite astonishing that there should be an area as big as that unexplored.
That's a tremendous
challenge. So there's a lot of adventure left down at the bottom of the world.
Is there any
Did you guys get what he just said? Do you get what he just said? There's an area at the South Pole that's bigger than America, bigger than North America, that has never been explored. What? Hey, who told you that? And why do you believe it? Coach, you're a conspiracy theorist. No, I'm a conspiracy analyst. Why don't we fly over the North Pole on airplanes? Well, I'm opening it up today, aren't I? Opening it up today. Randy.
Coach, it's not so much that we need to know everything and see it. It's the fact that our media and all of our leadership and the world global leaders are lying. That's what we need to understand.
That's it. They're lying. Why are they lying? Why is it when people get into Washington, D.C., they all Republicans vote the same and all Democrats vote the same? So if we elect a Democrat representative here from Ohio and he goes to Washington, D.C., is he only supposed to vote for the Democrat? Is that all he's supposed to do? He's supposed to support all Democrat issues? No. Well, the two-party system is that's a fake, too. It's a fake. Yin and yang. Good, evil. Oh, man. I'm sorry. I got you all over the place here this morning. Pull up number one. Come on in, Adam. Get number one ready to roll here.
Hey, I got a little levity for you. Okay. So with all the stuff that ivermectin helps, can it help me get a new face? Because Betty said I need a new one.
You'd have to rub it on really thick, man. That's all I know. Huh? Or maybe rub it on the other end of him. It'll help your face. I don't know. I don't know. What's L.A. Marzulli say about deception? Lies, deception. Folks, you know, now they're telling us that there may be life on other places. Lies, deception, and fear. That's a theme here, right? Who told you that? Why do you believe him? What does L.A. say about it?
This is the coming great deception. Yeah. This will change everything. Because when they show up, they will tell us, we seeded all life on this planet. We genetically manipulated early man. We started the world's civilizations. We started the world's religions. Now at this critical juncture, a nuke going off. And what's going on in Iran right now? Tony,
yeah.
I mean, anything's possible.
Yeah.
These guys are like a tiger back into a corner. Do they have nukes? We've heard they have no nukes. We've heard they have 11 nukes. Mm-hmm. We've heard they have 8 nukes, but there's no delivery system. We don't know what the truth is. Nobody does. All it takes is one nuke going off, and this sets up the greatest climate of fear that humanity has ever experienced collectively, because we're all linked together with the internet, right, and satellites all around us. That's when they show up. That's conjecture. That's the final rung. Pray to God we don't have that scenario. But what happens if on the 78th year of the Roswell event, July 8th, what if Trump stands up and goes, we're not alone in the universe?
Yeah.
Bam, game changer. Where's the church? Will the men please come forward and receive the morning offering? You know, we're like, you know, 30 years behind. It's very sad.
Yeah, I mean, the church is 30 years behind. I 100% agree that
the church is 30 years behind. We ought to be on the cutting edge. Do you guys out there, do you really believe, I mean, come on, you really believe the earth's going to burn up? You really believe all humanity on earth is going to, really? I don't know. Good, Adam. It's good, isn't it? That's good. You guys enjoying this? It's good, isn't it? Go ahead, Adam.
Sorry, Coach. I don't know if you heard, Matt Gaetz came out recently and was talking about how it's been confirmed that aliens are abducting women to impregnate them. And the first thing that came into my mind was the genetic manipulation with the Nephilim. So I'm wondering if this is all a gearing up for something similar to that, you know?
I don't know. Let me throw this at you. Just kind of kick you in the teeth again here. Craig sent me this morning. Probably Craig could talk more about point number 10. Bilderberg, they're meeting, you know, the Bilderbergers, Bilderberger, whoever the hell they are, they're meeting, you know, right now, they're meeting. Put it at about the 10-minute mark. And let's just listen a little bit here. Okay. What's going on right now?
I've spoken to her a few times in previous years. And I think she knows who we are now because she used to talk to us, but now maybe she understands where we're coming from and refuses. So that's Eric Schmidt right there. I've questioned him a number of times. European Commissioner Frederico's getting her right now.
This is the Kings of the Earth meeting, folks. Kings of the Earth are meeting right now.
Hello, Mr. Schmidt. Mr. Schmidt, are you enjoying the conference so far? It's a very heavy AI tech representatives here this time. He, of course, is heading up one of the bigger... AI firms, the kind of protege of Henry Kissinger, Eric Schmidt, and this is another one who I've spoken to a number of times, as a matter of fact, a couple of times at previous meetings, and another one who used to talk to me. But is now it's all mum's the word here at Bilderberg. I wanted to ask him a little bit about the topic of AI and how it coincides with the future of warfare, which is on the agenda.
All right, put it in the chat. Put it in the chat. This is worth watching. I got another one I want to throw at you before we take off here today. Pull up 7. Pull up number 7. Hey, looking at me? The kings of the earth have set themselves. Friends, dollar's no good. Why is Gen Z broke? I remember my dad telling me that in 1952, he bought our family homestead in Hebron, Ohio for $9,000. And thought he would never be able to make the payment. And now we see all across America, homes going for 400,000, 700,000, 1.5 million. And who's making money off of it? Why, the banks, loaning and getting interest, right? So here is why Gen Z is broke. This is why it's hard for our children to compete. This is why men and women both have to go to work. Go ahead.
The most powerful banker in the world just died. And when you study his family, it becomes clear why people can't afford homes and college. The story goes back to the 1700s and a banker named Mayer Rothschild. And he made an amazing discovery that there was more wealth lending money to governments than individual people. And to stay with me, because this will explain why Gen Z can't afford anything. Rothschild would have five sons who he would send to five different countries across Europe to start central banks: Germany, Austria, England, Italy, and France. And by the early 1800s, the Rothschild family was funding both sides of the Napoleonic Wars, which was the real World War I. And funding both sides of wars would become part of the business model. Well, Napoleon would be defeated at the Battle of Waterloo, and the Rothschilds had gotten the news before everyone else. They knew that England won the war. Well, they start selling off all their English war bonds, and they make sure everyone could see them do it. And when everyone saw the Rothschilds selling their bonds, they started to sell theirs. They assumed that the Rothschilds had information that England was going to lose the war. And when everyone started selling their war bonds, the Rothschilds bought them back for pennies on the dollar. And later that week, when everyone else found that England won the war, the Rothschilds basically owned the country. And as Nathan Rothschild said, "Give me control of a nation's money supply, and I care not who makes its laws." The business model had become to get governments and people into debt. And when the Rothschilds saw a young America, they saw opportunity. And in 1816, they found their way into American central banking with the Second Bank of the United States. And your money would be worth even less today if Andrew Jackson hadn't come along and saved the country. He started what are known as the Bank Wars. He balanced the budget, paid off America's debt, and ended the charter of the Second Bank of the United States. And although an assassin was sent after Jackson, he would miss both shots, and Jackson would proceed to beat him with a cane. And that's why Jackson is on the $20 bill. They're mocking him, and they're mocking you and me. But 77 years later, the Rothschilds would take control of the American banking system with the passage of the Federal Reserve Act. That's what this book is about. It gave a small group of powerful bankers a monopoly over the printing of the American dollar. And for every dollar they print, they're paid back at interest. This is why the 16th Amendment was passed that same year, 1913. It established the federal income tax for the first time in American history. When they print this money, they get paid back at interest with our tax dollars. And there hadn't been a federal income tax for the first 137 years that America was a country. And these taxes go to paying back the bankers at interest, not the roads and the military like everyone thinks. It's usury, debt, interest. It's how you steal the wealth from the middle class of a nation. And they love the wars because they're getting paid back at interest. But every time they print that money, they're stealing from the future. It means your money's going to be worth less. It's why they had Lyndon B. Johnson push the Great Society, which made mortgages and college loans available to everyone, which was great for the boomers. But every time they took out those loans, it meant the price of housing and college would go up, up, up. So now no one could afford housing, no one could afford college without going into debt. The business model has always been to use usury to steal the wealth of nations, to control governments, and to control people. Check out my private homeschool community.
Amen. There you go. There you go, right? Huh? Interest. See, I was dumb enough. I used to think that when you got a loan, you paid 8% on the loan, on the principal. So in other words, get a $100,000 loan, you pay $8,000 in interest. No, it's 8% a year. It's 8% a year. $8,000 interest every year until it's paid off. In fact, you pay the interest first. That's why Gen Z is broke. Come on in, Joe Allen. Man, what a great show this is. Thanks.
So a lot of this is divert chaos is what we're seeing. Mm-hmm. Everything's being diverted. we're over there doing a naval blockade right now because they were charging, Iran was charging these tankers to use yen for payment and also Bitcoin. So we don't like that. So we're going to divert their attention and block the blockade over there.
Well, Joe, that's why we're in the middle of a monetary reset. People are catching on to this one. See, that's why Bitcoin and all what the Jisara, that, all that stuff's coming because, because gig's up. So they got to change on us so we don't really figure out what's going on. Randy.
Coach, we think as patriots, as good Americans, we think we should stand up and hold up our currency, hold up the dollar. We should stand up. Coach, when in actual truth, we want the dollar to fall. That is the banking system stronghold, the Rothschild system. We want it to change. Okay, they're already ahead of us. They know it's going to change. They're going to try to bring in stable coins and all kinds of things. That was what the Stablecoin Act was all about last year. That's what the Big Beautiful Bill is all about. We have to learn to not buy their narrative, Coach, because if we don't understand what's really happening, we're going to flow right with the world system and don't and will not know any difference.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
So look, the war is all about the change of currency. It's showing you Iran's coming up, the U.S. is going down. Look, I'm not. I want to stay here and live. This is my nation. But look, the fact is, Coach, God is bringing judgment on this evil that's been here for so long. Amen. And if we're in the country where that's been an evil, I'm sorry, but the judgment is on us. I'm going to live through it. I'm going to make it. How about you?
How about my kids, too? That's what I worry about. Judah.
Yeah, it's obviously good stuff. As we're watching all of this, in their perception, chaos. Even space launch. If people go back and they're watching certain details, they're completely seeing each and every single entity exposed. I know it's hard to comprehend. I know it's hard to watch. It's painful. But the exposures that are happening from people who are awake are 10x, 100x. It is the most exciting time in the world. The two things that President Trump are going to be known for, the two things, financial independence, fixing the monetary system, and election integrity. When the EO comes out and we get real elections again, Judd, you're crazy. Oh, I can't believe you're saying this. These are the two things. Monetary fiscal responsibility. The silver and gold system that's coming on board. When Iran was struck, if you understand, the Bank of Israel, the Central Bank of Israel, is the Rothschild Bank. The streets of London, the controllers of the London bar, and the controllers of London, and that whole economic system, who also are the controllers of the CCP.
Kings of this earth, kings of this earth.
When you comprehend the financial structures of what they were doing, China launched the digital yuan. That was their goal to the New World Order. Trump's counter was to take out Iran, which was London. Checkmate. Anyone who wants to look at the chessboard, what did they do? He shut down the digital yuan before it had the opportunity to. If people look at all these things that are happening in advance, he could have let these things simmer till October and November, and they could have pulled out all their cards of chaos. What's the genius move? He did it in advance. Like, people don't understand the whole Project Warp Speed.
Yeah, I got to run. I got to run, Jeb. Lies, deception, and fear. Oh, my. Lies, deception, and fear. Sorry to cut you off, man. See you tomorrow.